Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kweza kusihlwa mthwakazi omuhle emsakazweni we Studio 7. Namhlanje kungolwesithathu mhla ka 13 kuLwezi 2024. Igama lami nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Bona ngathi amasola kungaba le ndlela ehlambi yokuba nakufakwa amasola plants indawo eziningi, fakwe sibili amasola anamakhulu. Njengoba sengancedisa ukuba na leli indaba le yamagesi ibe nganeno.
Inkampani yezesa ithi amagetsi asiza silela kakhulu elizweni ngenxa yemitshina engasebenzi kuhle esitichini sewanke.
A peaceful transfer of power is a very, very tough pill to swallow. Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ma umuntu edliwe ukhetho ukuthi accepte ukuthi udliwe free and fair kaningi uyabe engafuni.
Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden uhlangana lozangena kulesi sikhundla osanda kunqoba kukhetho umnumzana Donald Trump. Bethukile abachayela izimota ezinkulu abangena kwele Mozambique lapho abamabandla aphikisayo abatshengisela khona emigwaqweni besola impumela yokhetho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Inkampani ephehla amandla kagetsi ezesa ithi amagetsi asiza silela kakhulu elizweni ngenxa yemitshina engasebenzi kuhle esitichini sewanke. Embikweni ewethule lamuhla, inkampani le ithe uhlupho lolu lukhwezelwa ukuthi isitichi seCaribe asiphehli amagetsi aneleyo ngenxa yokusilela kwamanzi. Uhulumende uthi uleminye imizamo ayenzayo lapho amankampani athile azancedisa ukwengezelela amandla amagetsi elizweni. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi ocubungula ezombusazwe njalo eyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZCTU.
Kana kulo bunzima sibili ngowamagesi singananzelela indawo eziningi. Abantu bavuka khonapho ngama-4 kusiya ku-5 ekuseni amagesi ezehambile. Abantu bazi bayelala kuye ngama-11 ngama-12 kusiya ngezindawo. Kwezindawo yaqeda amainsuku ezimbili, kwezindawo isuku lonke engabonakali. Abantu sokufanele badinga igasi, so kusiyuthi abantu sebebhadala imali eziningi kade zingekho emandleni akubana zingene kubhajethi. So yilo hlupho olukhona lokuthi umuma omubi uzananzelela ukuthi abantu balamafriji asasebenzi ngoba ungazuzama ukuthenga isithe ufake khona phana. Into ziyawonakala so kuba lohlupho olukhulu. Abantu bayadubeka, abantu abasakwazi benzeni ukuba nabaqalise ngabagcina. Ngoba sibili njengezakhamizi ziyakhala ukuthi sifelani elizweni lakhe leZimbabwe nxa umuma usunje. Abantu bebekhanya lingayo into lezi bangcono kodwa hayi ikhuba liyatshona nsuku zonke. Amagezi vele nje asengamagezi ngebiso. Ngoba eqinisweni ayabuya ebusuku nxa ebuyile abantu sebelele. So eqinisweni amagezi asawazi ukuwabona. So kuyahlupha kakhulu khonoko. Labantwana labazama ukuthi benze izifundo nge-Wi-Fi akusavumi ngoba into kuyabe icishile.
Kodwa sesikhangela yona imizamo kahulumende singathi iyasebenza yini njalo kahle kahle kuyini okungenziwa ukuqeda lolu hlupho.
Okungancedisa elizweni leZimbabwe kathesi ngomume esiyibonayo kule ndlela ezimbili. Okokuqala ukuthi engxenye kuvulelwe abanye abantu babuye labo bezozama ukuthi balethe amagesi bagaye banike abantu. Kodwa ngifuna ukutsho futhi ukuthi khona abanxa lokhu kusenzakala kungabi ngomumo wokuthi uhulumende uyangena futhi kulawo makhampani. Kule ndaba le sikhona ngathi semhlabeni wonke ukuthi kube la masola. Sibona ngathi amasola kungaba le ndlela ehlambi yokuba nakufakwa amasola plants indawo eziningi, ufakwe sibili amasola anamakhulu. ngiba sengancedisa ukubana leli indaba le yamagesi ibe nganeno ngoba ngalesi sikhathi kathi esikunzima imizamo kahulumende siyabe siyizwa ukuthi kuzenziwa lokhu lalokhu kodwa akuphuthi lutho kuthi kuzenziwa lokhu lalokhu akuphuthi lutho satshela ukuthi hayi ngale wange masinya sokungathi sokulunga imithina leni silungiswa kule nto esezithengwe akuphuthi lutho so ke ingxenye yokuthi sibe labanye abantu abazagaya amagesi okwesibili kube le ndaba nalesi ikhangelwa ngabantu umhlaba wonke yokuthi kathe sizama ukuba la masolo ukuthi sithole amandla amagesi ngelanga kungaba le mthina yakhona leyana yiyo abantu bathi le ntengo ephezulu kodwa intengo yakhona ingavele yenzakale ka-1 so kuyasinceda boze iminyaka eminingi singelahlupha so sibona ngathi yiyo kuphela imizamo engazama ukuthi yenziwe kathe sukuthi siphathisele.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi ucubungula ezombusazwe njalo uyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZCTU. Ubexoxa ecingweni lo sithandekile emhlanga weStudio 7 ekobulawayo.
The Voice of America.
Umongameli waseMelika umnumzana Joe Biden sikhuluma nje uphakathi kokuhlangana lonqobe kukhetho olusanda kwenziwa umnumzana Donald Trump esigodlweni sikamongameli eWashington DC bekhulumisana ngemininingwane yokuthi uBiden uzajiyela njani uTrump umbuso ngozibandlela. UBiden unxuse uTrump kulomhlangano elandela umkhuba owenzakala eMelika sikhathi sonke lapho umongameli esededela oyabe enqovile kukhetho. Kodwa uTrump kazange akwenze lokho ekunqotsheni kwakhe nguBiden ngomnyaka ka-2017 ekhala ngokuthi uqilivezelwe kukhetho. Onqintisane laye emele ibandla lamademokrasi kukhetho lukamongameli oluqhutshwe ngeviki ephelileyo. Unkosikazi Kamala Harris yena uvumile ukuthi unqotshiwe. Ingcweti ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi ngokunxusa uTrump ukuthi bazekhulumisana ngokutshiyelana intambo zombuso. UBiden uzama ukutshengisa uTrump ukuthi kufanele ukuthi umuntu avume nxa enqotshiwe. Umhlangano kaTrump loBiden uza ngesikhathi uTrump eseqalile ukubumba uhulumende wakhe phambilini kokuqala umsebenzi mhla ka-20 ngozibandlela. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxelo landela ezombusazwe zeMelika. Umnumzana Tim Moringai ohlala esabelweni se-Ohio khonapha eMelika.
Into lezi zembusazo kumele ziphathwe kuhle ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ngaphansi kwamazwe amaningi i-peaceful transfer of power is a very very tough pill to swallow. Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ma umuntu edliwe kukhetho ukuthi accepte ukuthi udliwe free and fair kaningi ningi uyabe engafuni. So mbona mina laphana umnumzana Trump dliwa ngumnumzana Biden kuye kwakungazake kuyenzakale ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi yena uvela kuye i-department lamabhizimusi. So abantu besi-businessmen vele ukudliwa abakuthandi. So yena waletha i-behavior yena leyo kuqala laphana. But nge-politics siyakwazi ukuthi uyakwanisa ukunqoba nokunqotshwa. So lokho okuyenzakaleyo kathesi ngumnumzana Biden is showing the country ukuthi hayi abantu kumele bayehlise umoya. Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi i-temperature bese sikhwelile lapha eAmerica bese kuthethiswana okubi and abantu sebekhombana in different instances and situations and inkulumo ingasamanga kahle. So hayi siyabonga kuNkulunkulu ukuthi everything went well. Ukhetho lwahamba peacefully, akula muntu wadutshulwayo, akulaza uprising eyenzakalayo. Umnumzana Trump wanqoba convincingly, so khonoko kungathiwa kwanceda. Ngathiwa ukhetho lolo beliseduze, amavoti ngathiwa very close. Angiboni ukuthi izinto beziza kuba kuhle lapha.
Ubona ebusa njani uTrump kathesi nxa siqathanisa lendlela abusengiyo ekungeneni kwakhe embusweni okwakuqala ngo-2017?
lapha engubonayo akuthembisileyo siyabona ukuthi he is already put people who are loyal kuye not kuma institutions lama policies awayamelika. So sizabona ukuthi ama promises awayenzayo during election amaningi anje ngokudeporta abantu abangela ngihlala kahle lokutshintsha izinto eziningi lokufaka umnumzana Elon Musk ezikwazi ukuthi ngowe South Africa ukuthi atshintshe the consumption of government lo Vivek Ramaswamy abantu abayekade bemsupporta through thick and thin even being among minorities kungathiwa sizabona ukuthi bazathatha thuba liphi besebengenile ngoba kathesi siyakwazi ukuthi kule nkulumo eziningi that is negative but siyakhangela sibona i-stock market ungathiwa isikhwelile 42% abanye batho njalo abanye ama 401k sekhwelile by 10,000 so yona leyo nto ekuthi abantu babe gcwele izikhwama le mali kuyenza ukuthi abantu bengananzelele izinto eziningi in terms of policy ma abantu sebekhangela ama policies ababayo is ukuthi babe ngela mali esikhwameni and things will be very expensive kathesi sibona amafutha emota achipile and everything else economic wise ngantwa sesidabuka sesiya phezulu so it's going to be a mixed bag but umele sibona ukuthi umnumzana Trump in the second term uyabeme kanjani
umnumzana Tim Moringai ulandela ezombusazwe zeMelika sixoxela ese Ohio kona pagwele Melika. Intatheli zindaba sezikhuthazwe ukuba zidinge indlela eziphakemeyo zokuthola imali ezinjengokusebenzisa ubuciko obukhaliphileyo bokuthapha izindaba, i-artificial intelligence ngesiNgisi. Le nkuthazo iphume namuhla emhlanganweni omkhulu owe-6th Annual Journalism and Media Summit oqhutshelwa eHarare. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ingcwethi ezikhuluma emhlanganweni lo oqoqo inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Center for Media and Information Literacy njalo osekelwe yiConrad Adenauer Stiftung ngalezinye zithe ubulembu be-internet kanye lenkundla zokuxhumana kwenza kube nzima ukuba intatheli izindaba zisebenze njengakudala lapho ezazisenelisa ukuloba izindaba ezazibalwa kakhulu nguZulu okwakubangela ukuthi kuthengwe amaphephandaba kulalelwe lemsakazo. Lokhu kwakubangela ukuba amankampani ezindaba athole imali eningi beholiswa ngemfanelo. Omunye wengcweti lezi umnumzana Lennox Mhlanga ongumgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Center for Media and Information Literacy uthe kuqakathekile ukuba intatheli izindaba zidinge indlela zokuphanda imali zisebenzisa ikakhulu ubulembu be-internet.
Ukuthi wawubala nje ukuthi xa ndithengise ama-newspaper angu-1,000 ndizathola imali engaka. Okwakhathesi sesishifte saku-social media sokumele sidinge indlela zokudinga imali kuma-platforms nayo i-social media, kungaba ngu-WhatsApp, kungaba ngama-website, kungaba ngo-TikTok laba abatsha laba asebevamile kathesi, even ku-Facebook. Kulo mfowethu lapho upilot wasitshela ngendlela abadinga ngayo imali.
Umnumzana Lesiphiri osebenzela inkampani ye-Center for Information Communication Technology site obesemhlanganweni lo uyakusekela lokhu.
Njengenhlanganiso esayithi sizama-ke iy'ndlela ezehlukeneyo ukuthi sidinge imali kakhulu nxa sikhangeleke online. Sisebenzisa YouTube kakhulu, siyafaka ama-programs inhlelo ezijeneyo ngaphansi kwehlelo lethu kuthiwa yi-Asakhe Online. Inhlelo lezi zikhangela i-service delivery, zikhangela i-current affairs, zikhangela agriculture. So ziyasincedisa kakhulu ukuthi zingabukelwa ngabantu abaningi, siyathola-ke imadlana.
Omunye obesemhlanganweni lo osebenzela inhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo entatheli izindaba ngumnomzana Lofty Dube othi kumele intatheli izindaba zifundele ukusebenzisa imichina ye-artificial intelligence ukuze amankampani azo athuthuke. Ofundela umsebenzi wokuba intatheli izindaba umuzi wethu Ncube uthi ufunde okuningi emhlanganweni lo.
Namhla sifunda ngokuthi indaba zokuthathela indaba sizisebenzisa kanjani, ikakhulu thina singabantu abaku-media and journalism. Ngifunde kakhulu ukuthi ukuhlangana labantu lapha esigodlweni seHarare kuncede kakhulu ukuthi kakhulu nxa sesiyaphambili njengabantu abafundayo i-journalism sibe ngabantu abakhuluma amazwi amqoka. Sikhulume wona amazwi azancedisa abantu ikakhulu ingqubela phambili yabantu abakuma-communities, local communities.
Abaphatheke emhlanganweni walonyaka ngabantu abagoqela abafundisa emakolishini ezindaba, abafundela ukuba zintatheli izindaba, abakanhlanganiso ezizimeleyo labanye abavela kwele Kenya, Malawi, Nigeria le South Africa. Ngimele iStudio 7 niseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. Abezindaba abe-AP babika ukuba izulu lesikhukhula selidale umonakalo omkhulu eBono State kwele Nigeria, lapho kulabantu abangasenelisi ukuthola ukudla. Ele Ukraine lithi ele Russia lihlasele eKyiv lisebenzisa indizamchina ezithwala amabhomba ama-drones. Amamisayo zileminye imihlobo yamabhomba etshiyeneyo. Lokhu kubikwe ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Abatshayeli bezimota ezinkulu ezithwala impahla besuka eZimbabwe lakwele South Africa besiya kwele Mozambique bathi sebengena nzima elizweni leli ngenxa yabaphikisayo abatshengiselayo emigwaqweni kulelo lizwe besola impumela yokhetho olusanda kuqhutywa. Abatshayeli abakhulumele Studio 7 abalezimota ezithwala okwenjiwayo okugoqela ilithium, uranium lokunye bathi bethuselwa ngabaphikisayo abathi bazatshisa izimota zabo futhi bebalimaze bengaqhubeka bengena eMozambique besiya olwandle okutholwa impahla ehanjiswa kwamanye amazwe. Esinye isiphathamandla seZimbabwe esikwele Mozambique esicele ukungavethwa ngegama sithe kulobunzima obukhulu kubatshayeli abathwala impahla besuka kwamanye amazwe ngenxa yokutshengisela kwabaphikisayo lava. Sithi njalo zingena kancane kancane izimota elizweni leli ezithwala impahla enengi. Okubandla elibusayo eliphikisayo umnumzana Venancio Mondlane uthi waqilibezelwa ngumnumzana Daniel Echapo weFlerimo yena osengumongameli. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxele umtshayeli umnumzana Nicholas Gonzo osebenzela kwele South Africa.
Kune-strike salabantu bayenza i-protest yama-election labantu ashaywa ne-rigi.
Ye, pho kuyangeneka yini eMozambique? Likubamba njani kolokho?
Before kwaba ne-strike yastopa. Manje yaqala izolo usuku lapho bathi kunabantu bavala indlela, bathathela ama-truck driver isikhiya, bavala indlela nama-truck. Khona manje ama-truck amila bafuna angene eMozambique.
Paul, liza kwenzani?
Ngathi abantu balinda i-situation, maybe ingasetla bakuqhubeke nemsebenzi. Ara, njengamanje akuhambeki, izolo ngabo-8. Plus minus singaba nama-truck afika ku-100.
Yes, singathi ngabathwalani o-truck driver laba.
Mina rawahambiswa khona lapha from South East, balalayisha i-crop nemanganizi nebathini lithium.
Abanikazi bamankampani balitshela ukuthi lenzeni nxa selichapha umngcele khonapho.
abanye bathi silinde situation abanye bathi layitani lobambilayini maku right bentikona ukuchubeka bona abanye bayachika direction baphinda batha ama truck awasalayiti ama load ayemaphuto bazolayita ama load azohamba eBedden neRichards.
Ye, lina lapha ichapha khona kuthiwa ungaphi lapho ujala ukuchapha khona baba?
Mina ngihamba iroute Mozambique mangiye Maputo from Rustenburg.
Ehe, eZimbabwe khona kume njani? Sizokuthiwa ngani kunjalo emtare khona ngale? Balitshelana abanye truck driver xa likhuluma la.
Indawo ngiyazi kakhulu nesituation ile yalibombo. Elibombo kuyabheda kuhambeki very khona manje. Amanye ama-border post akuyazi. Mara into ngitshela abantu bafuna ukuya eMozambique via Libombo N4 khona manje bafanele balinde le situation.
Umnumzana Nicholas Gonzo ngomtshayeli weZimbabwe osebenzela kwele South Africa othola impahla ezingena kwele Mozambique. Ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Uhulumende wesabelo seGauteng kwele South Africa usethule imithetho okwesatshelwa ukuthi iza kwenqabela abokuza ukuqhuba amabhizimusi okuziphilisa awukuthengisa ukudla emalokishini okuyindlela yokuphila kwabeZimbabwe abanengi. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba.
Ngokutsho kwemithetho emitsha elawula ukusebenza kwezitolo ezisathuthukayo ezithengisa ukudla ezidume ngokuthi ngamaspaza kwele South Africa, bonke abanini bezitolo lezi kulesi sabelo kuzafuze babhalele ukuthola amacenca amatsha okusebenza kusukela ekuqaleni kwenyanga ezayo. Ukuze umuntu athole leli cenca kuzafuze indawo athengisela kuyo ihlolwe ngabezempilakahle ukuthi ifanele yini ukuthengisela ukudla. Uma thengisa kuzafuze achaze njalo ukuthi ukudla akuthengisayo lapha uza kuthenga kuphi. Phezu kwalokho izitolo zabokuza kuzafuze ziqatshe abathile abayizalwane zakwele South Africa njengesinye semigoqo yokuthola imvumo. Umkhokheli kahulumende weGauteng uMnumzana Phanyaza Lesufi uthi zonke izitolo ezisesabelweni sakhe zizasebenza phansi kwalo umthetho.
If you are not registered, you can't operate now. So we are setting out the registration process.
Nxa ungabhaliswanga waphiwa imvumo yokuthengisa ungaqali ukutholakala usuvule isitolo uthengisa ungela mvumo, amakhansili amadolobho wonke esabelweni azaqiniseka ukuthi lumthetho uyalandelwa.
From the 1st of December, we believe that there is a common approach across the province.
Kodwa ke umkhokheli webandla le-Action SA uMnumzana Herman Mashaba utshaya phansi ngentonga esithi bangalingi baphe abokuza imvumo yokuthengisa emalokishini.
We've reached a stage where we says
wonke umnotho wemalokishini kufanele ube sezandleni zezizalwane zakwele South Africa. Nxa ungumuntu wokuza uzitshela uthi uyakwazi ukuqhuba ibhizimusi loba ule phepha loba awulalo, phuma uphele elokishini uyoqhuba lelo bhizimusi elizweni lakho.
Lelinyathelo lisekelwa isakhamuzi selokishini leSoweto uMnumzana Titus Modang.
Kulaba bathi awavalwe abantu bahambe, nami ngiyavumelana nabo. Ngivumelana nabo kuukuthi awavalwe. I-government yethu esivotele esingaphansi kwayo ayisinikeze imali ukuthi sikhone ukuvula leyiphaza shop futhi kube nebhizinisi abantu bakhona ukuphila, so as i-crime ikhona ukuyehla.
Esinye sizalwane sakwele South Africa unkosikazi Nolufefe Gwanya ongomunye wamapholisa esigaba eSoweto uthi sebese saba ukuthenga ezitolo zabo kuza.
Izinto ezininzi ziya sibolile zabo abathengisela abantwana bethu, abantwana bethu bayaphela eSoweto and i-government yethu ayinandaba nathi. Namanje kunento eviziweyo ukuthi funeka kube ne-code ebhekwayo. Abanye abantu abanaso isikhathi sokubheka la code, bayathenga bajahile bayahamba. So then awubhekanga la code ukuthi ufuneka uyibhekiwe. And then it one leyo nto le ufike phambili uyayidla le nto leyo uyafa or uphekela abantwana bakho, abantwana bakho bayaphela endlini bayafa bonke and then ifamily yakho iphelile.
Lokhu kuzabangela ukuthi kube nzima kakhulu ukuthi abokuza laba baqhube amabhizimusi emalokishini njengoba eqhutshelwa ezindlini zalaba bantu asebesithi abahambe. Yibo njalo laba bantu okhangelela ukuthi bathenge nxa sekuvuliwe. Isikhulume senhlanganiso ye-African Diaspora Forum kanye lenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, uMnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi, uthi lobanje besamukela ngezandla zombili inyathelo lokuvikela ukufa kwabantu abathenga ukudla kulezi zitolo kunenga abakwesabelayo ekuqhutshweni kohlelo lokubhalisa kabutsha.
Nakhona nje kunemithetho ama regulation lawo azo implementwa asikufisi kube indlela yokususa abantu bokuza kuma business labade sebewavulile. Ma kuyi regulation akwenziwe ngenxa yokuthi yi regulation ezonceda umphakathi ukuthi udle into ezihloliweyo kungabi lengozi lezi sisitholayo ngoba lokho akulunganga emphakathini.
Iningi labaqhuba ama bizimusi ezitolo lezi ezincane ezithengisa ukudla yizizalwane zase Ethiopia, Somalia le Pakistan. Kodwa ke bakhona beZimbabwe labo abalalezi zitolo ikakhulu ezithengisa ukudla kuphekiweyo emalokishini afana leThembisa Alexandra lakwezinye indawo eSoweto. Kusukela izolo amapolisa aqalile ukungena ezitolo lezi ezithengisa ukudla kuhlolwa ukuthi abanini bazo balamaphepha yini ukuba kwele South Africa balayo yini imvumo yokuthengisa ukudla kanye lokuthi bakuthenge ngapi ukudla abakuthengisayo. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli elisithumele yona ngeWhatsApp.
Ayi face ka president iyabonakala. Ayi but iface ka mnanga kuyala. Iface ubuso nje kuphela akumfanele lo muntu lo. Ayi lo kutwa president ukuthi umnanga kwa ayi face yakhe yala. Akushwabene mani ayi ayi ayi. Wathi plastic echikeyo. Kuye alti face ukuthi ka president. Ayi iface yomuntu ovotelwa ngabantu uyayibona. Akulo muntu ovotela iface nje sho. Akulo muntu ovotela umnanga. Akuso umnanga kwase kumphika ke manje ukuthi ayi aso president wabantu. Uyenzile ukhethe eBotswana udliwe umasisi kabulalanga muntu lapho kwadlula khona umntanga kwa eMozambique la manje kuyalwiwa buye futhi wakwenzayo konke lokho wa announce ama results abe Mozambique be aka akula president onje kodwa yena uzophuma kanti uza yapha uzagcina ngani ngoba hayi sekuphika ke manje umuntu kwakhona president ungacaciyo ukuba ngumuntu nje hayi hayi
Studio 7 siyabonga ukuhlala njalo lisiphakela ukudla okuvuthwe bengithi ndlulise okunye lapha maqondalo omnanga kwaezan PF yonke jikelele lethemba babonile ngomsebenzi wenziwe America naseBotswana lethemba ukuthi umnanga kufundile ukuthi makuvota kwenziwa njani enxa ukuthi into yaziyo kulwa ngesikhathi samavoti ukulwa labantu engilethemba ukuthi kathesi uma edliwe uza surrender kahle 100% inxa ukuthi sebonile ukuthi ipolitiki into enjani ngoba bengayazi besadinga ukuthi afundiswe ngoba nithi yalokulwa nabantu ethusela abantu ngamasotha cha abantu ebulala abantu enyamalisa abantu kuyinto ejwayelele leyo elethemba ukuthi ubonile ukhethe lobutswana ukuthi kube yi-free and fair nased America njalo kwaba yi-free and fair. Uyabona idoti oyenzileyo eMozambique abantu manje bafile kungenxa yakhe othethe abantu beZimbabwe nowavotisa le namhlanje abantu beMozambique bayafa ngenxa yakhe umnankakho ngenxa yokuthi nojwayele udlame lolizwe eZimbabwe.
Sibone Studio 7 simbone nabantu bonke abalalelayo one okokuqala asibome nje into eyenziwe eBotswana. I-America vele ngihlala yenza kula problem ye-America vele kutshintshana amaphathi ayi-2 i-democracy ne-republic ngama-duties bayanikana lokhu ana asinandaba nakho ngoba vele ama-Americans azisebenzela ngendlela yabo okweBotswana. It's not about changing i-liberator, no, it's about i-policy njengoba uGideon eyibeka upresident weBotswana. It's about creating indlela okufanele kusetshenzwe ngayo ngoba if you overstay uyalibala ukuthi njengoba senihleli kakhulu uthi konke kulungile kanti into sezijekile. Nangakithi nje khona kanye komnanakwa iproblem yokuthi sebe-overstay levele bona abangale eZimbabwe bale problem yokuthi they just fight the opposition.
Sibonge abalaleli beStudio 7. Lingakhohlwa luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum lapho esixoxa khona ngamazwi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa awukumema izizalwane zakwele Zimbabwe esihlala emazweni achiyeneyo ukuthi zibuye ekhaya zizevula amabhizimusi. Kwanele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo nguntungamilinkomo kololokwana kwamatukanduna.